We could launch the new Cafe McLatte with a dramatic explosion of ice and coffee. We could linger on a single bead of condensation for way too long. We could create a visual metaphor to highlight how cold our coffee is. We could do all that, but we don't. What we do is use a double shot of freshly ground espresso in our new iced latte. McDonald's. Great tasting coffee. Simple. Wouldn't it be nice to keep the things you normally lose? Well, unlike anyone else, Sky Mobile rolls over all your unused data for up to 3 years. So, it's there when you need it most. Make the most of all that data on the new Samsung Galaxy S10. Order now on Sky Mobile. Hello possible.
A man changed by war. An empire built from nothing. Every series, every episode. The Peaky Blinders box set, available now on BBC iPlayer.
Henry VIII is the most infamous monarch in English history. Famously, over his 38-year reign, he married 6 times. Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. But the women Henry married were more than just 6 wives. They were 6 queens. The 6 queens were formidable individuals. Some were ambitious, some brave, some ruthless. All changed history. They shaped the man who became the monster, and in turn, they shaped England itself. But who were these women? What drove them? And what was it really like to be married to Henry VIII? We'll dissect these marriages from the rival perspectives of Henry and his queens. We'll uncover the passions that created them, the obsessions that darkened them, and the betrayals that brought them to an end. Henry's first wife, Catherine of Aragon, is often overlooked by history, but she was the warrior queen who taught Henry how to be a king. This is the little-known story of their love, their passion, and the tragedies that tore them apart.
Oh, this is so frustrating. You see? This is what I don't get about you bad guys. You know the hero's gonna win, but you just don't die quickly. Example. This one guy in New Haven, right? City's burning, people are dying left and right, yada, yada, yada. This jackal rushes me with a spoon, a freaking spoon, and I am dying laughing, right? So I scoop out his stupid little eyeballs with it, and his kids are all, what? I get him. He can't see where he's going. He's bumping into stuff, and I don't know, maybe he had to be there. The moral of the story is, you're a total bitch.
Fine. No, absolutely fine. It's not like I don't have, 10,000 other test subjects begging me to help them escape. You know, it's not like this place is about to explode. All right, look, okay. I'll be honest. You're the last test subject left. And if you don't help me, we're both going to die. All right? I didn't want to say it, but you dragged it out of me. All right? Dead. Dos muerte. Most test subjects do experience some cognitive deterioration after a few months in suspension. Now, you've been under for quite a lot longer. And it's not out of the question that you might have a very minor case of serious brain damage. But don't be alarmed. All right? Although, if you do feel alarm, try to hold on to that feeling because that is the proper reaction to being told you have brain damage. Okay, listen. Let me lay something on you here. It's pretty heavy. They told me never, never, ever to disengage myself from my management rail, or I would die. But we're out of options here. So, get ready to catch me, all right?
on the off chance that I'm not dead the moment I pop off this thing.